So if you don't mind saying, what years you served, your name, what branch military?
My name is Howard Rondell. Served in the Navy from 1969 to 1999. And 8 years on active duty, 22 in reserves.
So can you describe to me what made you choose to join the Navy, what over other branches and overall, like what made you want to do that?
Well, I always wanted to fly. And when I was going to college, I was a junior in college, Air Force recruiter came to the school. I went up to him, talked to him about joining the Air Force. He asked me what year I was in school. I said I was a junior. He said, well, you can't take the test. You have to wait till you're a senior to take the test. I said, okay, fine. Well, the next month, the Navy came by picking up the residuals. So I went up to the recruiter and said to him, I guess I can't take the test. He said, why is that? I said, because I'm just a junior. He says, oh, no, you can take the test. Next thing I knew, I was standing there with my hand up. So with no intention of ever joining the Navy, I was in the Navy.
All right. And what was that like when you were like training, any type of thing like that?
Well, I joined the Navy in 1969. There was a big push for personnel because of the Vietnam War. And any of the branches of services, the pilot training is pretty intense. So I could say that it was intense. It took me a year and a half to go through the training before I got my wings.
And so what were some places that you were stationed or that you flew during your time?
Well, I got my wings in February of 1971, and they sent me back to be a flight instructor for 2 years, back to Pensacola. That's where basically the Naval Aviation is started there. So I was a flight instructor there for 2 years, and then I was transferred to Jacksonville, Florida to fly on P-3 Orions, which are 4-engine anti-submarine patrol airplanes. And from Jacksonville, we deployed to Iceland, Rota, Spain, Sigonella, Sicily, the Azores, Bermuda, tracking Russian submarines in the Atlantic.
And what were some of the, are there any like specific memorable either missions or things that you saw that stand out to you? Oh.
I flew for 22 of 30 years in the Navy. So it'd be pretty hard to narrow it down to even a few of them. The whole thing was a great experience. Flew all over the world. I flew with a great crew. P-3 has a crew of 12. So I was a plane commander, so virtually every mission we went out on was unique and very interesting.
Are there any like specific things that stand out to you at all that you like to share, any stories or anything like that?
Oh boy, well, not sure how to answer that because again, it was sort of blended together. After I finished flying with the P-3s, that was in Jacksonville, Florida. I got off active duty in 76, on active duty. And I came to Selfridge Air National Guard Base. The west side of the field was Naval Air Facility Detroit, basically the Navy Reserve, Air Reserve on Selfridge. So I got into Patrol Squadron 93, flying the same airplane I'd been flying on active duty. And I was there for 13 years in that squadron. The last 2 years I was commanding officer of the squadron. So if there was a highlight, it would have been that time I spent as commanding officer of the squadron. When I left there, I went to had command of a unit that provided personnel to the Naval Air Station at Sigonella, Sicily. And then from there, I went to a unit that provided personnel to the USS Eisenhower, the second of the Nimitz-class carriers, for 2 years. That was a great experience. I sailed on Ike quite a few times. It was a great opportunity for me because the airplane that I flew on active duty and in reserves was land-based, so to have a chance to be 2 years assigned to an aircraft carrier, that was pretty interesting. And the last 3 years I spent, 4 years, I guess, I spent 3 years at the Pentagon on the Navy's logistics staff, and then the last year I spent in a NATO unit, and then I retired from the Navy in November of 1999.
So did you have any like adverse or like bad experiences when you came back from service? Is it something that I've learned those?
No. I've heard all about those, and I'm not going to say that they didn't happen, because obviously they must have, but I never had an experience like that whatsoever.
That's good. What did your family or friends, did you have, what did they think about when you decided you wanted to join the military?
Well, I come from Ohio, a little steel town in Ohio, and people are very conservative. So everybody that I knew what I was doing, they were very glad to hear that. I got interested in flying because my dad always wanted to fly. And so we built model airplanes and all that stuff. So my family thought it was a great thing. So I've never had anything but the most positive support from my family. And then, of course, I got married. Actually, I got married 1 month to the day before I reported to flight training in Pensacola. So my wife, Jackie's been with me every step of the way.
It sounds like you've had a lot of help.
Well, in fact, yesterday was our 50th wedding anniversary. And this June, it'll be 50 years since I started flight training in Pensacola, which, when I hear myself say that, it's still hard to believe that it's 50 years ago, but so it is.
Was there anything that struck you during like training or during years in service that you weren't expecting, in terms of like what preconceived notions that you had of what you were getting into versus?
Well, I guess the beauty of not having any idea what you were getting into took care of those, because I really didn't have a grasp of what being a military aviator was all about. I wanted to fly. That's a pretty nebulous thing to say. Saying you want to fly doesn't really acknowledge what it takes to get through the training. And I didn't really have any idea what it took, except it was pretty much a day-to-day operation. And that's the way it still is today.
Yeah. All right, well, that's kind of all my questions. If you have anything else that you'd like to share, that's really where I'm at.
Not really. I mean, I'm very proud of my service.
I would hope so. I've had many family members that served, and I just, it always bums me when I hear people who dislike or, like, regret their time.
Well, that's entirely up to the individual.
Yeah.
Earning my wings in the Navy changed our life like nothing else did.
Would you say it was for the better?
Oh, without question.
Okay.
I was a general business major at Youngstown University. I have lived a life and seen the world unlike anybody else who ever came from that background. Earning my wings was the best thing that ever happened to me.
Well, it really means a lot.
Oh, yeah. And now in the wintertime, after I got off active duty, I got hired by General Motors as a corporate pilot with GM. So I flew for 30 years with GM, coincident with when I was flying in the reserves. I retired from GM in 2006. And when we retired, we started going down to Pensacola, Florida each winter as snowbirds. We volunteered at the Naval Aviation Museum. I'm a tour guide. My wife is a Rosie the Riveter reenactor. She is involved with that both here at Detroit's Willow Run Airport with the Yankee Air Museum and down there at Pensacola. So that's a wonderful thing to do. And I fly since 2007. I've been flying with the Yankee Air Museum on one of their World War II airplanes, which is very interesting. So
that's really cool.
I always said it beat working for a living.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, I never confused what I did for a career with work. So, but that's it. Our son flies full time with the Michigan Guard. He's the A-10 pilot, Warthog. In fact, they're in Afghanistan as we speak. So, I guess my flying in the military segued into an interest that he had in flying in the military.
And I assume you're very proud of him.
Oh, very proud. Yeah. I taught him to fly. Now, there's a lot of competition between the Navy and the Air Force, of course, just friendly competition. So, the fact that he's not flying in the Navy, I tell people, I hate to admit it in public, that he doesn't fly in the Navy, but what he has going for him, he was taught to fly by a naval aviator, so he can never deny his roots. That's a good thing.
Well, you know, I really appreciate the stuff you've given to me so far. Do you mind if I take a picture of you?